I was also wondering what sort of history and myths and legends and things you were made aware of when you were up here.
There's a lot of things about
standing stones and witches.
Well, there was
Miss McGregor, doesn't he?
Miss McGregor.
Call up Miss McGregor.
And they couldn't find her notes after she died, you know. They looked for her, but they couldn't find her.
She probably made it all up as she went along, it sounded like.
Ethel and Gillian, you know, were looking after, well, cleaned out the house. They thought they would find this old teacher's notes, because she was really good at all this, but they couldn't find her. They never found anything. No, they didn't.
But she removed the evidence.
The only
one I can remember of her tales was the one about the witch's stone at Stranloch, you know.
Yes.
The witch flying over.
Supposed to fly over and the stone dropped out of her apron.
Yeah, what was she going to or from the Isle of Man or something?
Something like that.
And somebody crossed themselves or something and so she dropped it.
The stone dropped.
There's one up at the back of the Stranloch Primary School.
And there's one just beyond Crewe.
They're just erratic
boulders,
really. Just glacial erratics, like the Wolf's Stone at the back of Kindrogan.
Right.
There's another.
And then there was the man from Ashendale Castle, Fleet Davy. And he was supposed to have run overnight to Edinburgh and back with some very important letter.
Is that right?
Bud told us. But whether that was right, I think it was a figment of her imagination.
Miss McGregor?
Miss McGregor was a school
teacher.
And a mother called her My Little Rosebud. And so we used to, behind her back, call her Rose. We didn't dare call her Bud, but...
I never believed it. I thought this really was apocryphal. She could never possibly have ever been called Bud until I heard Janet McIntyre standing on the bridge one day saying,
Bud! She was allowed to call her Bud, yes, she was.
Dear me.
And the man that taught her to drive was allowed to call her Geordie Murray. He worked in the Lime Quarry. There's a Lime Quarry away along there. Did you pass it today?
Possibly.